This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. We want to talk about fear today. That's what my producer said. Kev, let's talk about fear. And you want to know why they said that? Because the left are fearful, full of fear. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let me tell you what fear does. It makes a coward out of you. What do they say? A coward dies a thousand deaths. It's the truth. And what we're witnessing with the Democrats is sheer and abject fear, something they haven't had to feel in ages. I talked about a tweet I got the other day, I read the other day, and it said something along the lines of, Democrats now understand what we felt like before we got Donald Trump. The majority of us had fear. We didn't know what the Republican Party was going to do because they were unpredictable. That's what makes something fearful. Think about when a dog bites you. I mean, a dog. Maybe you just, you know, you've met this dog the first time, whatever. You know what that dog is? That dog is afraid of you. It doesn't know what you're going to do. Any movement is foreign to it. But it works both ways. You fear the dog, too. The problem when you have two things that are fearful of one another, nothing gets resolved. You know what Donald Trump has? Here it comes. Y'all ready for it? No fear. No fear. Man, you gotta love that. Sammy Davis Jr. said, you always have two choices, your commitment versus your fear. How committed are you to what it is you stand for? Let me ask it this way. People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, how committed are you to your children? How committed are you to your grandchildren? How committed are you to your way of life? The way of life you'd like to see your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and whomever live. How committed are you to that? Why do you get up every day and do this? You listen to people like me. You fight the battle in whatever ways. You donate. You're spending your time doing these things. Why do you do that? You don't have to. All that stuff that you do isn't going to amount to an iota. It's like dropping a tic-tac in the ocean in terms of the scheme of things. Your dent to mankind, yet you do it. I'm not trying to get you to stop, especially on that donation part, because we got a movie coming out called Bleeding Blue, and we need to get some distributors. Hey, while I'm on that subject, if you want to sponsor this movie in your location, please contact me. To rent a theater, it's very simple. You find, you know, an AMC or whatever. March the 30th is the date. You call up the theater, you say, I want to rent out one of your theaters on this day at this time. It needs to be, it's on a Friday, so it needs to be in the evening. Make it convenient and rent the theater. It's going to be somewhere between $1,000 to $2,000. You can let people in there for free. You know, it's like 10 bucks a head or something like that. So it'll give you X number of seats, or you can charge them. Get your money back, and then get us the overage, if you have some, because we're going to have to still promote. But if you're willing to do that, get a group of people together, we would appreciate it more than you even know. You know, I'm happy to work through any of the radio stations, whatever. I'd love to do it, and I'm gonna be at a location. Kevin Sorbo will be there. Kenny Latimer, who's my other partner. We're all going to be spread around. Some locations are going to be more marquee than others. I'm sorry to say, but it's just the truth. But any help you want to give in that regard, let us know. Because you're going to love this film. People are going to come out amazed. They're going to say, Kevin, you're a star, baby. You're a star. And I'm going to go, you're right. Why am I even talking to you? No, I'm kidding. I will always talk to you folks. Anyway, fear. You have put the fear in the left. You know what just happened? They caved. They absolutely caved. Democrats caved. I mean, now the spin begins, but fine. Let me ask you this. How many moves ahead are you looking as to why did the Democrats cave? They caved because they said, hey, you know what? We're shutting this government down. It's going to be the Republicans' fault. And the polling said, no, no, no. It's really split. The Republicans are blamed 41% and we're blamed 36%. Let's stay the course. And somebody went, y'all want to still use the polling? Remember what that got us with Hillary? Because you know what Donald Trump did? He called the Schumer shutdown. He said, they're shutting down our government over illegals. They are not funding your safety and security over illegals. They voted against my tax cut over illegals. No, they didn't do that over illegals, but it sounded good. Donald Trump played this 100%. Chuck Schumer, he didn't even negotiate, Mr. Negotiator. I said yesterday, oh yeah, there was a negotiation, Chucky. There was. And you got your butt kicked. You think President Trump is looking ahead on what the strategy is? Do you think this guy is a chess player? I say to you, Donald Trump is a chess player. He's already ahead of the game. He knows what's going to happen here. Now, what's going to happen next time? You know, we got continuing resolution or whatever. I don't even know the details of it, but it's not a complete funding. But what I'll tell you is this. We got one in the win column. The Democrats, oh, we won Wisconsin. We won this or that. Wait till 2018. Wait till 2000. We're here. We're here. What? Wait for what? You think we're going to run back into 2017 and keep resting on our laurels? Oh, look at what happened year one. The best year of a presidency ever. Let's just keep resting on that. Or do you think that stock market's going to keep on going up, huh? What do you think is going to happen with that GDP? What do you think is going to happen with consumer confidence? When you get that jobs report that shows Donald Trump still creating jobs. I already told you guys, I told you this the other day. Donald Trump has put an investment in the future. Forget what's happening with jobs right now. Pretty soon, you're going to see an influx of jobs that you never believed. I want you to understand something. Are you listening to me? Somebody fan this brother off. I'm trying to preach up in here. Look, Donald Trump is getting a company like Apple to build a big facility. They're going to put $350 billion back into this economy. Now, I want you to know what's going to happen when they build that big facility. It's got 25,000 new employees. You think they're going to need to get a place to take their pets and get their dry cleaning done? Going to need grocery stores and houses and whatever else? Yeah, doggone Skippy, they will. And you know who scored? The Democrats. That's why they caved. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Chelsea Clinton funneling money. You know about this?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. I got something to tell you about foreign policy that's being impacted by your president, Donald Trump. It's being impacted big time. It's not being talked about. Yeah, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com if you want to call the show. 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what's happening. People are watching the United States get its act together. They're watching a man who is fearless. He does not care what you think. It's not that he's disregarding you. He's charted his course. See, that's the thing about fears. You got to know that you're ready for battle. And you have to accept that you don't always win. If you think that, then, you know, you're already losing the battle. You have to, I want to make sure I balance this because there are times you know you're going to win. Because you studied the enemy. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't. Well, Sun Tzu said this. He says, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles. And it's profound because what he's saying is You can know yourself and not know your enemy, and you don't know the outcome. You can know the enemy and be lying to yourself and not know the outcome. But if you know yourself, and if you know the enemy, you can run that scenario as many times as you want. The outcome will be the same. And that's a good thing. That's what we've done. See, we know ourselves. We are amazingly righteous. We're not looking for... I tell leftists all the time, I go, look, you can call me a conservative. Okay, you can say whatever you want about me in that regard. I'll accept your title. That's a good title to me. But at its core, I'm righteous, and I'm a pragmatist, and I want what's right for everybody. And sometimes that can penalize me. I understand we have to pay taxes. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with how much some people think we have to pay. So, you know, going back to Song Soo and his comment on fear, which is essentially fear, he says, if you know the enemy and you know yourself, you know the results of 100 battles, I want you to understand that's how Donald Trump approaches all these things with the left. He's saying, look, I know what they're going to do. How many times have we said, how frustrated have you been over the, I don't know, whatever amount of time you've been paying attention to politics, 10 years, 20 years? How frustrated have you been by saying, holy cow, Republicans, you know what they're going to say. You know they're going to call you a racist. You know they're going to call you misogynist. You know they're going to call you homophobic. You know they're going to call you a xenophobe. You know this. You know they're going to ask for higher taxes. You know they're going to spend more money. You know they're going to lie to you when they tell you you're going to get your concession when they're getting theirs first. You know all this. And yet you go to battle. Well, I will still apply Song Soo's quote to you. If you know the enemy and you know yourself, you need not fear 100 battles. The Republicans have never feared the battle because they've been battling against you. Make sense? Well, it should. Now, I want you to apply that to Donald Trump. He knows exactly what they're going to do. When they propose DACA, he says, okay, I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to want to get me to give you that, and then you're going to promise to give me something down the road, which means I lose my negotiation points. So I'm not going to do it. I'm the one driving this thing. I know myself. I know what I want. I know what the American people want. You will not get something from me without me getting something from you. I will tell you, Alex is a guy named Alex Karras. He does these negotiation classes. If you're ever flying in an airplane, in the old days, you'd always have an Alex Karras seminar on how to negotiate. And I would always crack up at people that would do negotiation. I would say, well, give me an example of how you negotiate something. And they'd say, well, you know, look, if you'll do this, then and it happens in sales all the time. It's like a buyer will say, well, Kevin, can you get to, you know, $1.15 a part? And you're like at $1.23. And they go, look, you know, just get me to $1.15. And I'll watch rookie sales guys run back, and they fight for that price. And then they go back to the buyer, and they go, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, I got you that $1.15 or whatever it was, the price I said. And the buyer goes, okay. And then the sales guy's like, well, you know, do I have an order? And the buyer goes, no, I just wanted to see how far you go. You just set the new price. You just set the new low. But see, what that person should have done, and I'm sure you're ahead of me, is said, so let me just get this right. If I get you $1.15, are you going to place an order for 500,000 pieces? Well, I'm not saying that. Then no, that's the price, $1.25 or whatever I said, right? Because anything other than that, I now know how much I can squeeze out of you every time I talk to you. You get nothing out of me until I get it. So my point is, Trump, that's a negotiation tactic, is to say, what are you willing to do? Well, if you'll give us DACA, then we'll fund the military. No, that's not even a negotiation. You're going to fund the military anyway. Well, if you'll give us DACA, then we will, and Trump's going, nope. Because he knows it stops at my desk. I asked the question, how far ahead do you think Donald Trump's been thinking? You think he's thinking one step ahead or three steps ahead or what? What do you think's going to happen on February the 8th when they have to come back and redo this again? Do you think the Democrats are going to shut the government down because McConnell did the up or down vote or whatever. Do you think? And by the way, do you also believe that McConnell is going to now try to hamstring President Trump with some sort of fake DACA deal? What's funny about all of this is how it all works out when you look at the timing of it. So if Donald Trump didn't have a booming economy, if he didn't have all the things we talked about, if he didn't have China committing to us on trade, and for the record, that's another one of those things that's going to come down the pipe that's going to roar in like a tornado. It's going to come in like a tsunami. Because trade, you know, when you start negotiating trade deals, you don't feel that in that existing quarter, because manufacturing has to ramp up, deals have to be cut, salespeople have to get, you know, fill the pipeline. So I want you to think 6 months down the road, when manufacturing says, okay, we can now supply China some of these products, salespeople go over and say, hey, China, we have 183 new products we can sell you. Trade deficits have dropped, so profits are going to go up on the products that these people are selling. And the Chinese market, even if the Chinese only open up a small percentage of their market to us, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to get, you might get a $100 billion trade differential. We might go from a $390 billion deficit to a $250 billion. That's $140 billion now circulating in the economy, year one. Okay? That's a pretty good shot in the arm. Then, what happens year two when the trade deficit drops by $100 billion, $150 billion more? You're starting to get the picture. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I was telling you that Donald Trump is exporting Americanism around the world. We got started in that segment, and I got carried away on Sun Tzu. If you read his books, what an amazing strategy guy. And it's very true. The general you'd go to fight for. And Trump's the same way. He's a general you'll go to fight for because he's going to give you a battle plan. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And he's clear. And so that's translating into things around the world that I don't think the world counted on. I'll give you an example. There was a German town. And new refugees are being turned away from this city. And it has to do with the violence between the migrants and what they're calling right-wing extremists. But it's just the people who say, enough is enough. Officials in Cottbus, it's about, I don't know, from a miles perspective, let's say, roughly, 50 miles southeast of Berlin. They got a temporary ban after two male Syrian teenagers were arrested on suspicion of injuring a German teenager in the face with a knife. Just days earlier, a 15-year-old Syrian asylum seeker and his father were ordered to leave the city after he was allegedly involved in an assault along with two other Syrian youths aged 14 and 17. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen on our end with this immigration issue, illegal refugees, etc. What's going to happen is America's going to say, if you're a refugee and you commit any crime at all, you're gone. If you're an illegal, a dreamer, whatever, if you've committed a crime, you're gone. And it's going to wipe out lots of them. And the left are going to complain. And Donald Trump's going to say, you're complaining about me removing criminals? Because that's what he's saying right now. ICE has amped it up. Let me ask you, do you think this city acted on its, I'm not going to say, certainly Trump didn't send a note by way of the Russians and tell them to do this. But do you think that they're maybe looking at Donald Trump, looking at what's going on in the world and saying, why can't we take this kind of a tougher stance? What is it that says that the country of Germany can make us change what we've built as a city or a city state? Who is it that can do this? Why should the federal government, in all of its lunacy, force this on us? Now, we could argue the 10th Amendment here in America, states' rights versus the federal government. Granted, California, you want to let HIV people infect each other and nobody consider it a crime. You want to charge people for air for whatever you decide. You know, let them smoke pot. Okay, if you want to be inside of your walls, there's not much we can do. But if you think that it's going to get outside of this, if you think it's that we're going to allow people to just come across the nation's border, bordering Mexico, you're wrong. If you think that your laws are going to supersede federal laws outside of California, you're wrong. That's why you have police, the federal FBI people, they wait to see where people are leaving Colorado to get them on drug trafficking, transporting contraband across state lines and things like this, Interstate Commerce Act. I mean, the Fed is here for a reason. It's here to oversee and make sure that the states don't do something stupid like slavery. And a good example is what California is doing now. It is putting its people in slavery. It's okay to shoplift up to $950 and it'd be a misdemeanor in California. Who comes up with this? Well, we're putting too many people away because, you know, when there's $500 and it's a felony, it should be a felony if you steal something from somebody for $500. How much money does it take? I mean, how many hours does a store owner have to work to pay for that? How much shrinkage do you think a man can handle if people are stealing $500 from him with practically nothing, with a slap on the wrist? It's ridiculous. This city is looking at this problem and saying, you know what? If Donald Trump can do it, we need to take a tough stance. Now, here's one that's even more interesting. This is Emmanuel Macron. And I jokingly said when Macron grows up, he wants to be Donald Trump. And the French people, when they grow up, they want to be Americans. And who can blame them? America has a true leader, and the world is watching Donald Trump. Oh, our media, and even the international media would tell you, oh, Donald Trump's he's a pariah. Nobody likes Donald Trump. When he gets elected by 62% in 2020, they're still going to be telling you, nobody likes, he's the worst elected second-term president in the history of presidents. And look at the stooges they got touted to run against them. Elizabeth Warren, I'll talk about her later. They still got Bernie Sanders listed. They finally took Hillary Clinton off. But they got Cory Booker. They got Kamala Harris. And they got one other student. I forget who it was. But I saw five people. Not a single one of those five is a viable candidate. They're going to get their butts kicked. They're going to get their clocks cleaned. And it's going to be all over the issues of exactly what we're talking about today. But you know what's not going to work? The spin. But Macron, he sent shockwaves through the media. Let's play that clip of Macron.
If France had had a referendum, it might have had the same result.
Yeah, probably. Probably, in a similar context, but our context was very different. So I don't want to make any. I mean, to take any bets, but I would have definitely fought very hard to win, but I think it's a mistake when you just ask yes or no, when you don't ask people how to improve the situation and to explain how to improve.
That interview, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show. That interview sent shockwaves, as they say, through Europe. What that was is Macron, who conceded that French voters would quit the EU if France held an in or out referendum on, and they're part of the Brussels bloc. If they said, do you want to be part of this nonsense or not? Macron is saying, I think they would have voted out. They would have Brexited. So what France is saying, without saying it, is, We don't want to be a part of it either, but I would be fighting for us to stay. I would fight for us to stay, but I believe I could win. And he's also saying, don't judge it the way you might judge it. He's giving you all kinds of platitudes, but the fact is, he believes in his heart, if you let the French vote, they'd vote themselves out. And you want to know why? Because they're sick of the Muslims. Because they're sick of progressivism. The majority of those people are tired of this nonsense. And the reason that he even said that was because he was talking, he understands the impact that America is having on this. And let me tell you, folks, if you think for one second that this is done, that, that like this is some temporary thing. This is going to get worse and worse for the socialist nations. And here's why. They're going to watch Donald Trump go, why am I going to get in a trade group with a bunch of losers when I can trade on my own? And they're going to watch America's trade flourish. They're going to, every aspect of their lifestyle that they've set up under socialism, Donald Trump will challenge. Why? If I lower my tax rate to what they have, do you think the companies would rather do business in France where they sell 3% of their product, or Germany where they sell 4%, or wherever in Europe where the total that they sell, the total possibility is less than the GDP of America? Or do you think they'd rather be closer to their clients? You think about it. You got a ship product. You got a market that's a quarter of the market and growing. It'll be 30% of the world's GDP if Trump does everything he's going to do. We're at roughly 30%. I'm not going to say it's a third because that's adding another 3%. But a third, 30% of the world market. And you can build a factory, forget shipping cost, and just start utilizing all the things right there in America to build your product, forego tariffs, and now, as a corporation, you can get more profit out of it. I'm there. I'm right there. Same thing happened in China, by the way, where I was part of that boom. I was over there. People, company after company just saying, we're going to let the Chinese manufacture. They're good at it. It's cheap labor. But you got to ship it back. So then Dell got smart and said, hey, we'll do near shore sourcing right up near our facility. So they started assembling right here in America, and they revolutionized the PC business. And Dell was the top dog for a long time. May very well still be. I don't keep up with it anymore. Innovation. That's what Trump inspires in companies, and that's what they're hoping to bring back to our shores.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea.
There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are with me. Having a good time. I hope you are. Man, I got to tell you, I'm getting busy. Finally, we're, you know, getting on the road. We're promoting this movie, Bleeding Blue. And BleedingBlueMovie.com, if you want to check it out. The webpage will be updated, hopefully, in the next day or so. But we're opening March 30th. If you want to be a part of it, contact us at kjradio.com. Say, Kevin, I got a group of people together. We want to rent a theater for the movie on March the 30th. It's an easy thing to do. Just call one of your local theaters, especially the smaller theaters, and tell them, hey, look, we'd like to put it out. We'll help you promote it. I'll go on the radio. If I'm in that market, I'll tell them where to go, you know, like, wherever it may be. I'll say, go to this station or this movie theater. I'll get it out. Don't be looking at me crazy. Movie theater at that time and go see the film. And then hopefully somebody will film the reaction of people coming out going, it was amazing, man. That was the best thing ever, blah, blah, blah. We'd love to get that. So help us out. It's so important to understand how Hollywood works. And let me give you some inside baseball on Hollywood. So a director who's a part of the Screen Actors Guild gets something like, they have what's called scale. So a scale for an extra, for example, might be $150. If you're hired as an extra and you're part of a movie, you go there and you're out there all day, they'll pay you $150. There are some people that that's all they do. They make a living as extras. And so they're part of SAG. They say, I want to be an extra. You tell me where the movie is, I'll go. And that movie may just need people mingling about. There are people, that's all they do. And, $150, $50,000 a year. If you could do it every day. And then there are wages for directors. If you're a regular director, you're getting SAG wages. It's like $20,000 a week. Can you imagine $20,000 a week? Certain other things. Yeah, everything's set. And so I was putting together something for a thing we're going to be doing for our fundraiser in St. Louis. And I was like, I wonder what a movie costs. Because, you hear Star Wars costs $230 million. Okay, great. Well, Annie, the remake of Annie, it's got, I don't know who the girl is, but it's got Jamie Foxx in it, a guy I will not pay to see a movie. But Annie cost $77 million in a remake. And I talked about this, I think, on the show. They gave back $11 million because it was filmed in New York. So they looked at it as, we made a lot of money off you guys through taxes. You had to get all these permits and stuff. So we give you back $11 million. Who knows what they spent there, but that's what they got back. So Annie netted out at $66 million. This is a remake of what was a Broadway play. And now it's a movie. The outcome. Jamie Foxx, really? I mean, the guy got $7.5 million for that film. Would you go see Annie because Jamie Foxx is in it? I'm telling you, they could have cast anybody. In fact, you can be guaranteed I won't go see a movie with Jamie Foxx. But they could have cast anybody. And nobody would have cared. So, I don't know how many black folks went to see Annie. So, long story short, that it's outrageous. We, films can be made for well under $5 million. Well under that. And then, with the right type of distribution, if the conservative movement says, we want these types of films, the filmmakers can make lots of money. If you do a film for $5 million, which is a lot for conservative films, and it does $10 million, you've doubled your money. You don't need it to make $100 million. Now, Kevin made a film, God is Dead, Kevin Sorbo, and they shot that film for under $5 million, and it made over $100 million. So it was a home run, to say the least. But I promise you, Kevin would have been happy if it was $7 million or $10 million. And I doubt if it cost him $5 million to make it, but maybe. So all I'm getting at is Hollywood's had a monopoly. They've run up the price of things to the point where you can't compete. They dominate what movies can go where. If you show that film there, you won't get our film. They do all kinds of stuff. And now's our time to finally say, we can get back at them. That's what this is about. So we make a film for well under $1 million. And it's about police. It's a social conscience film. It's a real, man, you guys are going to love Bleeding Blue. I promise you. We'll be hitting the circuit here real soon. And you're going to start seeing trailers. You're going to love this film. So we got all this working for us. And I said to Kevin, and I'm talking to Sean Hannity and saying, look, guys, Kevin's a filmmaker. He's got the reputation for it. He's Hercules. Sean, you got a lot of money. You've already bankrolled one of Kevin's films. What if Sean Hannity suddenly has done four or five films? What if Hollywood shifts from, California and suddenly Sean Hannity has got $10 million wrapped up in films that he's going to make $20 million on so he can continue to finance it? Because I promise you, Sean isn't going to miss that money. He's a very wealthy guy. So he starts financing films that you guys, we all want to see and we support because they give our point of view on stuff. And you start ignoring Hollywood. That's what's important. So, speaking of the Screen Actors Guild, how many of these award shows, honestly, can Hollywood throw? I don't know that there's an end in sight. Now, look, I get it. Kevin, they got the Oscars, they got this, they got People's Choice, and all of them have a little different spin to it. Who chooses? So if Hollywood snubs you, then, well, the people may not snub you. So you'll get a People's Choice. If the people snub you, then you may get a Screen Actors Guild, which is your peers or whatever. I don't know what they do, but I'm saying there's a ton of them. And so I didn't watch the Screen Actors Guild any more than I would watch any of these other self-indulgent awards. I think they're silly. But I want to read to you what was so powerful about the Screen Actors Guild awards that just happened the other day. I wanted to talk about this yesterday, which was, you know, the day after the awards. And I started on it, and then I got sidetracked. So I'm getting to it today. But it's what I want to tell you, I think, is relevant. So here's what I'm going to read this. It says this. They may be respected Hollywood veterans, but Nicole Kidman and Gary Oldman struggled to hold back the tears as they were honored at the Screen Actors Guild Awards on Sunday night. For emotional Nicole, get this, battling both flu and a lack of sleep, her award was proof that actresses are no longer washed up at 40. While Oldham, it was the recognition from his peers that so moved him. Elsewhere, the star-studded gala at the Shrine Auditorium in L.A., which made three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, the runaway winner of the night, saw a return of color to the red carpet 2 weeks after celebrities wore uniform black at the Golden Globes as a sign of solidarity for the Time's Up movement. Nicole said, "And how wonderful it is today that our careers can go beyond 40 years old. 20 years ago, we were pretty washed up by this stage in our careers. That's not the case now. So 40-year-olds can do something." Oh, and did I mention she battled the flu and a lack of sleep so she could put on her $5,000 or $10,000 dress and talk about how the women's movement is now done so much that she can work at the age of 40 in a career path dominated by people like her. People that you can bet Nicole Kidman or somebody, a satellite near her, has been cozy with Harvey Weinstein or some other lecherous director. But she's happy that she's over 40 and she can get roles. "I'm so very proud to be part of an industry that is making this change. We have proven that we can do this, but only with the support of that industry." She's actually extolling the virtues of an industry that's on the heels of one of the biggest sexual harassment scandals on the planet. Unbelievable. And what about James Franco? He attended the SAG Awards, first public appearance since he was accused of sexual harassment. They said he dodged the red carpet, but he was seen at a table next to his girlfriend, Isabel Paxet, applauding as the show got underway. He was nominated for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Leading Role, but he lost to Gary Oldham. But he had worn a Time's Up pin to the Golden Globes, but he got criticized when five women came forward and said, "You're a big sexual harasser." But you know what he did? He took the fall. He said, "You know, I'm willing to take the fall. These are false allegations, but I believe in the cause, so I'll take the fall." Bunch of hypocrites.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.